You're listening to the Delta Godcast, a devotional and conversational podcast for Christian youth.
Hey Delta, this is Thomas. Today's Devo will be on 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 to 10. So follow along in your Bible. I'll be reading from the NIV. This is a message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word is not in us. In this passage, God is telling us that he is light. There is no darkness in him at all. Just as light and darkness can't be in the same place at once, God is so holy and full of light that sinners who are walking in darkness can't dare to be in his presence. Imagine being in an extremely dark room where you can't see your own two hands, even if they're right in front of your face. The whole place is just covered with darkness and it seems so scary and hopeless. Then all of a sudden, someone flicks on the light switch and all the lights come on. In a split second, the darkness is completely gone and now you can see everything around you. In the same way, God, being light, removes all darkness from his presence. So what would happen to sinners like you and me who can't help but to walk in darkness because of our sinful nature? We would never be able to enter into heaven and into God's presence because we would be wiped out instantly like light wipes out darkness. Thankfully, verse 7 says that Jesus purifies us from our sins through his blood, through his death on the cross. And then verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, God will forgive us and make us clean. And we know this for sure because God is faithful and just. He never lies and will 100% keep his promise in cleansing us if we feel truly sorry for our sinful ways and ask God to help us to cut away sin from our lives little by little each day. Now you might be thinking to yourself, I'm not that bad of a person. I don't sin as much as other people. But this passage says, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. It also says, if we claim we have not sinned, we make God out to be a liar and his word is not in us. God tells us in his word that we are all sinners. We are all fallen. None of us can approach him with our own strength and abilities. He doesn't leave us hanging though. He gives us a way. He gives us hope through his son's sacrifice on the cross. Jesus took our punishment so we can be pure and righteous in God's eyes and we can become his children. All that's needed from us is a genuine heart of repentance, accepting the fact that we're sinners in need of help, trusting in God's promises, and asking him to help us tackle our sins day by day. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for being light. You are magnificent, you are bright, and you fill all darkness and you make it go away. Thank you that we don't have to stay in the darkness, but that we can approach you and have the darkness from our lives just taken away. God, we ask that you would help us to repent and help us to confess that we are in need of help. We can't do this on our own. We ask you to please, with your Holy Spirit, help us to get rid of our sins day by day so that we can stand before you. And we know that because of your son's sacrifice on the cross, that we are made righteous in your eyes and that we can go into your presence freely. So thank you so much for this. Help us to remember this each day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening today. The Lord be with you in everything you do for the glory of God.